Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? No around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best. You get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars and bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we're going to be joined with the standout defensive back from Robert Morris. It's the standout Andy Sugmura. Andy, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us. What's it like knowing that your teammates are waking up doing spring ball practice or close to it, and you're waking up and preparing for the NFL draft?
First off, thanks for having me on. And it's different, man. I mean, the past five years of my life, you know, I've been waking up for, you know, spring workouts and going to class and going to practice. Now I kind of shift gears, and it's pretty much, you know, I'm waking up early again. It's just I'm training for, you know, a pro day and now for my shot at the NFL. So
it's an exciting time. I mean, and, I knew you were coming on, I've heard some good things about you. I know you were a very athletic kid, but growing up, were you a little bit better of an athlete than most of the kids when you were playing sports?
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, I grew up with a lot of good athletes where I'm from. A lot of my, my good friends, you know, played high school ball with me, and I'm still friends with them today. But, yeah, I ran track, did a little basketball, played, you know, peewee football. Did a little bit of everything. I was a pretty good athlete growing up.
Nice. I was going through kind of getting prepped for the show, just checking things out. I believe there's some YouTube stuff of you at a young age doing some snaps, right? At the football, throwing the ball?
Yeah. I played quarterback up until I came to Robert Morris. My quarterback coach, who ended up playing at Syracuse and then for the Oakland Raiders, actually posted that of me when I was, I think, like 11 years old. So I still get a lot of crap, a lot of laughs for that. But yeah,
that's what I'm curious about. So I mean, high school quarterback.
Correct.
Awesome. So you're a high school QB. How do you end up as a DB at Robert Morris? And was any other schools willing to give you an opportunity to play quarterback at the collegiate level?
So I played quarterback pretty much all, you know, 3 years. I played varsity, played in a couple all-star games. I broke a lot of records, actually, at quarterback, which something that, you know, a lot of people don't know about me because I am a good athlete, but I also did play quarterback. But, yes, I did. I talked to a couple Division II schools, like Edinburgh, a couple PSAC schools that were going to offer me to play quarterback. I was also asked to walk on at University of Buffalo to play quarterback. They also, you know, wanted me to play receiver, DB, anything.
Wow.
But there was just no scholarships at the time, which is unfortunate. But, So
you end up being the DB and a fantastic one at that at Robert Morris. And now we're here about a month away before the draft talking about all the intangibles you bring to the table. So I think versatility and athleticism are definitely could be checked off in the box there. So what's it like, you know, you're arrive at Robert Morris, kind of take us through the transition where, you know, you start to get settled in, you start to get some accolades, you start to get some recognition. What point in your collegiate career, Andy, do you kind of get the sense that, you know what I'm doing on Saturday could maybe get me an opportunity to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, coming out of high school and then coming into Robert Morris, the whole new scene where, you know, you basically come from being, you know, we're all, you know, good players and stars at our high school, and we come to college, and it's kind of like a reset. But, I mean, honestly, if you just keep your nose down and keep discipline and keep grinding day in and day out, and, you know, one of my sayings, you know, play by play, day by day, if you kind of take everything in stride, it kind of accumulates into, you know, these little things where you become a starter, then you become, you know, an all-conference player, and then, you know, scouts start looking at you. And really around my junior year, you know, when I got all-conference, and then I started to see, you know, some players that I was playing with, you know, getting, you know, some tryouts with some team and stuff, and they were telling me, you know, we think you can, you know, do this type of stuff. So I started to, you know, think about it a little bit in the back of my mind, still playing college football, but still, once that started to occur, you know, I just, you know, kept being disciplined, and more scouts came. So I'm kind of at the point.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Andy Segmira here on the C2P, breaking down, peeling back the layers of what this young man brings to the table, why he could be playing DB for your favorite team in the not-too-distant future. And if you folks miss any of this show with him, simply type in his name, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Blast at either Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, and this link will appear. You can listen to it and download it at your leisure. So kind of take us into the nooks and crannies, I guess, of, I mean, yeah, well, let's get into this part first. I mean, you had your pro day on the 12th at Cal PA, and, you're just fantastic workout. I mean, 4.46, 40-inch vert, 19 on the bench. I mean, just fantastic day. How stoked were you after that performance?
I was pretty excited. I mean, you know, those are pretty good numbers. And as an athlete, you look at it from an outsider's perspective, and you're like, hey, this will turn some heads. But it's more or less, you know, me against myself. I did well in some drills. I didn't do so well in other drills, like the L drill and the shuttle. We only got one rep at. But I was fairly confident with, you know, the numbers I put up and stuff I did in position drills. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. So.
Wow, man. I tell you what a great way to come about that, too, is, you know, I mean, fantastic numbers, but then you kind of shed light on some of the ones that maybe weren't the best. And, you know, you could have just went with it and say, yeah, man, I dominated the day and moved forward. I love the honesty, Andy, kind of, I mean, you know, because
yeah.
We do pass this off to scouts and coaches that we know as well. So I'm sure they'll appreciate the honesty in that as well if they listen. And, So you do this pro day. I think the Falcons, I know the Steelers helped prepare because they're a local team, but I think the Bengals, anybody else there? And did you talk to any of them? And that's not a thing if you did, because sometimes they just take their notes and walk out the door, or sometimes they just give you a handshake and say good job.
Yeah. I actually was invited by the Steelers. Mark Borsak called me about a week before the pro day. I didn't know it was going on, but the Colts were there as well, and also Saskatchewan, I believe. And I pretty much, you know, after we were done with the workout, talked to them. I met, you know, the Falcons scout in practice a couple months back. So I talked to him, met up with the Bengals guy. And then I got to sit down and kind of have an informal lunch with the Colts scout. He actually lives around Robert Morris. So it was a pretty easy transition from, you know, pro day talks to, you know, just having a normal conversation and back to yourself as a player. So. I did talk, but not too much in depth with them, but yes, with a few.
Awesome stuff, man. And that's got to put a little pep in the step, knowing that they're recognizing you. And what's it like to get the call from Mark? I mean, did you expect it, or was it kind of a shock?
It was kind of a shock, to be honest. I mean, once he, you know, called me and said, hey, we want to invite you to this. We want to work you out and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Do you have any questions? I said no, because they were going to send me, you know, extra forms or something. And then I ended up calling him back about some questions or something. And he goes, you know who I am? I said, no. He goes, you ever seen the combine? I said, yeah. He goes, I'm the guy who puts the guys down in their 40 stance. I'm like, really? So I thought that was pretty amazing that, you know, one of the guys who's one of the main, you know, orchestrators of the combine, you know, stuff is the one who called me. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and Mark is, and for folks out there listening, especially I'm sure, you know, PA guys, Mark is just a fantastic man as well. I mean, one of the kindest people you're going to be around in the industry. For you, I mean, I ask this of all our guests. I mean,
these scouts that know of you, the ones that are watching you on film, you're in that film room with them, Andy. I mean, what are they going to love about you? I mean, I think it's fair to say we know the athleticism is going to pop off, and I think the versatility and some of that as well. But what are the traits and characteristics to the DB position that they're going to love?
Obviously, like you said, you know, athleticism, for me, a big thing is range. As a free safety, you know, you have to be able to roam around the field and get places fast and get to an area and, you know, make tackles and break up passes. But then again, too, you know, I'm versatile enough to come down in the box and make plays, you know, and I need them. But the intangible stuff that, you know, a lot of scouts don't see is that I really love to compete. You know, even when I work out, I work out Newcastle PA at Grissetti Performance. It doesn't matter if I'm running against the receivers or I'm lifting with the linemen. You know, I want to beat, you know, everybody and everything. And as a DB, you have to compete because your whole job is pretty much one-on-one with a running back, a wide receiver, a slot, a tight end. So I think, you know, DBs who are able to compete and compete at a high level are, you know, what teams are looking at, and I'm definitely one of those guys.
Definitely. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, maybe a film junkie, team captain, weight room warrior, I mean, or even, I know you mentioned kind of like, you know, maybe stepping up in the box, I mean, because they had you probably in the back end most of the time, so, you know, you can't stay on the line of scrimmage if they want you playing deep, so, but anything that these scouts need to know about you that they can't necessarily pick up on tape?
Especially as a DB, you have to command, especially as a safety, you have to be able to command, obviously, corners and you know, the linebackers and D-line, if that's how it is, to, you know, put them in the right position. It's the same thing as a quarterback of the defense. You know, as a safety, we have to put people in the right position. And you can't really see a lot of that on film because you're just looking at a little bit of the pre-play. But, you know, most of the time I'm directing, I'm guiding people, and I'm trying to teach them while I'm out there. So I think my knowledge, too, is something that I think scouts should be aware of that will help me in the future.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the standout DB safety, if you will, from Robert Morris, Andy Sigmira here on the C2P, breaking things down with this fantastic prospect who's also training there in Newcastle with Terry Grissetti, Grissetti Performance. What's it been like since the time you stepped in the door and started training there?
Oh, it's been awesome. Terry is one of the best trainers I've ever had. As athletes, we get into this misconception that we just need to, you know, lift weights and get strong. But Terry really reiterates the fact that you have to be able to run, you have to be able to move. So we do a lot of movements that, you know, are more transitional to pro days, to NFL, you know, workouts and stuff like that. So I'm really grateful that I met him, and it's been an awesome experience for me.
Awesome stuff, man. I was excited. I've heard a lot of good things about you, and like those things all come to fruition getting you on the show. I mean, not only fun to watch on the tape, but you've been a great guy to talk with as well. Before we let you go tonight, though, we always like to have some fun and throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, Andrew Bridgeforth, he was on the show earlier, and we were kind of trying to scorch Terry a little bit, and he said, Terry takes a lot of pride in the ping pong game. He does not like to lose. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. They actually, they have they had a live feed of a ping pong game between him and another intern trainer who goes to Slippery Rock named Jason. And, I mean, Terry was swearing. He lost. Jason's very good. He lost to Jason. But on the live story, Terry's swearing. He's pissed. He's off. Yeah, he takes it a little too seriously sometimes, yeah.
Well, segue is with it to the next question, because if we have a guy that's training in the facility on the show, you know, we'd like to say, is there anything that, you know, because I'm sure these, you know, Terry and his staff work you guys really hard to get you, you know, prepped to be the best. You know, is there anything that you'd like to be able to do if you switch sides, maybe put him through one of the workouts? And that's where Andrew brought up, I'd just like to bring him in ping pong. So it could be maybe you beating him in ping pong, or would you like to put him through a few of the drills that they put you through?
I mean, drills-wise, I feel like Terry, because Terry played pro or semi-pro, because he was a very good receiver. But, I mean, one thing Terry always beats me and other athletes is we have a basketball hoop there, so he beats us in pig all the time, man. I could get one thing to do, if you to go before Terry and pig and actually beat him, because he always goes before me and he makes crazy shots. So, I mean, and that would be one thing.
great. I love it. We're getting a lot of good stuff on him tonight. That's great. How about this one? Female celebrities, Andy. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. Hope my girlfriend's not listening. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe Michelle Obama. I'd like to hear what she has to say. She's been through, you know, so much and seen so much as the president's wife. So that'd be interesting. I'd like to get a bite to eat with her.
There you go. Very great name to respond with. And then the final question, it's kind of an in-vogue thing right now for players to get their spikes or cleats painted. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
Oh, man, that's tough. I think you can never go wrong with, because I'm from Buffalo, you know, I would get like 716 on the side, but I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan of, like, my favorite animals, like sharks. So if I could get like sharks, like a big great white shark on the side of my cleats or something, that'd be pretty cool. But I'm not really into that. But if anything, it'd probably be something like that, something quirky.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we the show always goes through these streaks where, you know, like we'll ask, you know, just say, you know, the next 9 shows, everybody will have like, I don't know, 18 different things on their spikes, and then we'll go through like another 8 shows where, you know, usually with the offensive line, but they're like, I'm not flashy, I just want, you know, my Nike thing or something. Like, that's fine. I mean, hey, they're your cleats, you know. But then, you know, but it's just funny. We go through the rhythms of, you know, guys that definitely want something, and then other guys were like, nah, I could really care less if I ever see anything painted. But nonetheless, we have to ask. So, hey, Andy, man, again, love getting you on the show. I've heard so much good things about you. I've been able to catch the highlights and what I've been able to pick up. And like I said, I mean, you bring a lot to the table, man. And love just knowing a little bit more about your background. But as always, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout safety defensive back, Andy Sigmira, here on the C2P, breaking things down. And again, you got to love what this kid brings to the table. Just oozes athleticism, versatility, brilliant on the field, high IQ, just a lot of positive intangibles where you just kind of got to say, man, when you got to love, you know, the Steelers giving them a call to kind of come to the Cal PA big. And that's a big thing. I mean, you know, smaller school kids getting an invite where scouts are going to be. You got to love the opportunity. And, hey, 4'4", 40-inch vert, 19 on the bench, just showing that Grissetti performance, helping him do his things, adding to the athleticism. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.